happens when someone who spent nearly two decades at the heart of enterprise technology decides to rejoin an industry he helped shape, but this time from a completely new perspective. Well, at iGEL's Now and Next event in Frankfurt, I sat down with Peter Goldbrunner, Regional Vice President for Central Europe, to explore that very question. Because his career has spanned Citrix, Nutanix, and now iGEL, and I think this gives him a rare vantage point across the evolution of virtualization, cloud, and endpoint management. And from the early days of server-based computing to today's prevention-first endpoint strategy, he's seen the full arc of IT transformation and how it plays out across industries and continents. So what drew him to iGEL? Is it the company's ability to reinvent itself, transforming from a thin client vendor to a software-driven security leader addressing one of today's biggest blind spots, the endpoint itself? Or is it something else? Well, Peter will share today how economic pressure, AI, and hybrid working are all pushing organizations to rethink their IT stacks, simplify complexity, and build resilience from the ground up. So, what does the next in Now and Next really mean for IT leaders this week who are trying to balance innovation with stability? And how do you lead transformation inside a company that's already built its reputation on change? But before our interview today, a quick shout out to our sponsors. And if you're the person who everyone calls when something breaks, I think you'll appreciate this one. NordLayer gives IT teams total visibility into who's accessing what, where, on which device, and all without the usual complexity. And did you know you can deploy in minutes, enforce access policies, and integrate it with your existing SSO or provisioning tools? And because it's built on zero trust foundations, you'll know that every connection is verified, not assumed safe. And I've spoken to enough IT leaders to know that easy deployment is absolutely everything. And NordLayer really does deliver on that. Consider it a modern cybersecurity that doesn't slow you down or cause you frustrations or lock you into hardware. Simply protect your systems and your sanity. Go to nordlayer.com/techtalksdaily and use the code techdaily-28 to get 20% off your yearly plan. Well, enough scene setting from me. Let me beam your ears all the way to Frankfurt, Germany, where you can join myself and my guest in conversation today. So thank you for joining me here at iGEL Now and Next in Frankfurt. Can you tell everyone listening a little about who you are and what you do?
Well, sure I can, and great to have you. So my name is Peter Goldbrunner, and I'm leading the Central European region, which translates into the German-speaking countries, so Germany, Austria, and Switzerland.
Wow, incredibly cool. And before you join me today, I was doing a little background work on you, a little research, and you've got a phenomenal background in tech. Tell me a little bit more about that background and also what it was that brought you to iGEL. Anything you can share around that? Because we were talking before we started recording, like Citrix, for example.
Well, starting in the history, I know iGEL for a very long time. Yeah. Actually, day one, when they entered the market as iGEL, as a company, having a product. And I recognized that because I was back then in Citrix. And at that time, the phrase VDI actually doesn't exist. It was called server-based computing, something different. And that technology allowed companies like iGEL to come up with a thin client device, which is a very thin laptop or personal computer, no operating system on that, but you can still access typical enterprise applications, Office, Windows applications, homegrown applications, and so on. And iGEL was pretty successful in doing that. And for the German-speaking countries, especially in Germany, because iGEL is a German-based company, they were very successful, becoming one of the market leaders in this segment. And I was in Citrix for almost 18 years, or more than 18 years. So I I'm sharing history with them, customer situations, partner situations, and we were partnering. And then I moved to the other side of tech, to the data center, and spent many years in Nutanix, building up server storage virtualization there, which is a different environment. And then actually by accident, I bumped into Aichel again because of people I know from my past now in Aichel. And that provided me the opportunity to discover Aichel in a different way from what I had in how my brain was branded, basically. And that was surprising me. And we started a conversation about that transformation, because there are just a very few companies in our industry really capable in transforming themselves from one stage, a successful stage, and becoming something different. And that was catching my interest.
Yeah, it almost feels like your destiny and the universe kept pulling you back to all things Aichel. And I've got to ask, as someone that's relatively new to the company and having seen the other side of the fence and spent a lot of time there, what challenges are businesses grappling with right now? And are some of those challenges one of the reasons that you joined Aichel too?
Yeah, well, as we all know, there are lots of things out there, starting with, to some extent, cloud, or the way you make your IT more productive. Then you have brand new topics such as AI, or the, from a customer perspective, the way you operate with your own data and the value of your own data. And certainly there's security. And I think these are very prominent topics which are driving every customers more or less. And the security space is becoming a very heated space, very crowded space. Lots of vendors are out there, but there are just a very few ones which are addressing the client side. So the user and the device, the user is working with day in, day out in different situations, at work, from home, hybrid environments, different devices and things like that. And still carrying some affection to that work anywhere, any place, any device topic, because this is how I grew up.
Yeah.
That was something which helped me to understand the vision of Aichel, where they are heading to, especially from a security perspective. And that was a key driver for myself, for my decision to get closer to Aichel and looking at them in an admirable, interesting way.
And you mentioned the word transform a minute ago. How are you seeing the industry and the market evolving? What are you seeing here?
It's actually an interesting combination, because companies are trying to get control about costs, especially in the German economy, which is, it's written back and forth for some months, is facing tough times. So companies are forced to look into their costs very sensitively. That is one thing. Means the way how you operate your own IT. Second, IT is getting more complex. The IT stack is getting more complex. You're adding more products, new technologies to the stack. And that means from a management and security perspective, it's getting more complicated. And thirdly, and I think that was interesting to see when we faced the pandemic, the impact on IT users, where they work, which device that they are using, and the implications for IT departments out of that situation is also a driver which still exists. How can companies prepare for situations like that? How can they be more flexible and allow their IT users, still within a certain regulation, compliance, security, work basically from different places in a more flexible way? And I think this is, these are three things which are priorities for some of the customers, partners out there, And this is an area where IT budgets are increasing or getting invested into. There are others too, but I think these are, it's fair to say, these are one of the top priorities.
And I suspect there will be IT leaders and business leaders listening, nodding in agreement to everything that you've said there. And it's clear that that's the background you come from and you've seen these things firsthand. So what opportunities do you see here for yourself? And more importantly, iGel, what do you see here?
So I think, there are two answers on that one. There's a very German or German, speaking country specific answer to that, because we have a big installed base historically. So iGel is not really a startup company. Nobody knows. We do have kind of a brand because of our history. So the beauty of our situation is that we have many customers out there. We build up relations. They recognize the product from the past, the current product, and we were able to build up relations with those companies to support them on their journey around being ready for the future, transforming the way their IT users are operating, and really provide them on certain areas additional value to what they have right now. From an overall perspective, looking into other countries where iGel has no history or is fresh on the market, we are addressing a topic, and I know that many vendors are claiming that that they are unique with the product, but in some sense, iGel is finding a spot where not a lot of companies are addressing. I give an example for that. Business continuity disaster recovery, well known for data centers, data and things like that, but very little for the client device. So what happened if a company is getting affected with our users and the clients? So there's not really a best practice out there or many vendors addressing that. iGel is doing this. Then the fact that the set of applications which are out there is obviously changing. We are moving from a more or less pure Windows-driven application set to a more browser-based or even container Kubernetes-based application set, which this includes a different way of providing access to these applications. And this is an additional layer. For example, you can access an application through your browser. But that requires, from a security perspective, maybe different things. So it's adding complexity. And iGel is exactly addressing this complexity, role-based. That means we are looking at companies not just from a business perspective, but also which user, which role. And every role has its, you know, specialties around which access do they need to have, and what is the right setup for them from a security perspective, for example. And we are able to do that. And that makes iGel to some extent unique in the market. And the potential out there is just big. Technically, we can address every IT user.
And we were talking earlier about this is your first iGel there, now and next. So from that side of things, there's been a lot of announcements today, I think around 10 on day one alone. What excited you about the keynotes that you've seen so far today?
Well, I think the thing which stood out most to me is we are calling that 1, 2, 3, which are basically three different use cases. So when I'm saying use case, technology is great. Technology translates into features of a product, and features should translate into benefit. The trick is to summarize that in a use case where customers, partners can identify themselves in a way like, oh, we have that topic as well. Or now that I understand what they are saying. And the way we could articulate that with that 1, 2, 3, starting with VDI, then endpoint management and security, I think that was something which is overall outstanding and includes a very transparent summary on how IHL can help customers going forward.
And from all the conversations that you've had, maybe since joining the company to the show floor here at Now and Next, are there any trends in the kind of things that people are talking about with you and that you're getting involved in?
Yeah, it is around the additional layers they are building up. The conference is called Now and Next. So there's a now and there's a next. Yeah. And in IT, it's always good to have a view on what's next, because things you started today, they need to fit for the next couple of years. And what we do see within our customers is the applications they are spending time on. This is changing rapidly. So customers are using SaaS applications. They are developing applications which are HTML based, and they start to build applications container based. And that shift or that natural progression, evolution on the application side requires a different setup on the way how you manage access, how you manage your client and the requirements on the client. And I think this is kind of common sense. Every company is working or thinking on that topic, which is a big one going forward and will last for a long time.
And if we look at yourself and the role that you've got now, and I've got to ask, what is it that's keeping you up at night and maybe even making you want to jump out of bed in the morning? What's your big focus and what excites you and everything that you're doing right now?
Yeah, so in a role like that, you are I'm pleased getting access into or perspectives into what is company driving, different businesses, different companies, different market segments, what they are working on going forward, what are the challenges. So it's a very wide set of things you're getting to discover, and that provides a lot of information back to you, which allows then to provide value in the next conversation. Because companies are fueling information into me, and that makes me richer, and I can provide value to the next conversation, to the next customer conversation. So this is something which is exciting to me. At the same time, helping people to be more successful, which is an element in business, and leading teams, which is what I do, is exciting. Seeing people smiling when they are improving their performance, celebrating success with the team in reaching a new high or winning a significant new customer, this is just fun.
Yeah, it really is. And you haven't got that far to go home. I believe you're located in Munich. But when you take that journey home and you find yourself reflecting on every conversation you've had, you've probably done back-to-back interviews and spoken to so many people. Anything in particular you're going to be reflecting on that way home from Now and Next?
Well, I'm trying to use that conference for myself in a way, like, what is it, what we can take to customers next? And what is the specific call to action? Because the conference is all about announcements, educating people on our story, about the values we can deliver. But, now it's time to execute and find ways how we can translate that into real customer value. And typically I have a list of priorities, whether driven by customer brands, conversations I had with people, challenges they were raising, I find quite interesting. So I'm trying to prioritize those and find ways how to address that. And this is what I'm doing.
Well, I wish you the best of luck. I appreciate how busy you are here and so much going on, but just thank you for stopping by. I really appreciate your time.
Thank you. My pleasure.
I think listening to Peter reflect on his journey today feels like a real masterclass in perspective. He's seen the rise of server-based computing, the explosion of virtualization, and now the shift towards prevention-first security. All while maintaining a clear focus on the human and operational realities behind every tech trend. His insights on cost control, complexity, and hybrid work, I think all reveal how Europe's tech landscape is evolving in real time. Especially with businesses demanding agility without sacrificing control. But I think what stood out most was Peter's belief that true transformation isn't just about new products, it's about relevance. And Igel's evolution into a security-focused company, I think, shows what's possible when a brand dares to redefine itself while staying grounded in its roots. And his comments on endpoint resilience, role-based access, and business continuity, I think all these things paint a future where the endpoint is no longer a weak spot or a forgotten point, but a control point for trust. So as Peter heads back to Munich, reflecting on the conversation and ideas from Frankfurt, the takeaway for me is simple. Transformation doesn't end with an announcement. It ends with execution. And as Igel continues to bridge this gap between now and next, the next question for every IT leader becomes, what's your next move? As always, let me know. Techblogwriter@outlook.com, techtalksnetwork.com. You will find thousands of interviews just like this one, and hopefully they will inspire you. But I want to hear the impact these conversations have on you, so keep those messages coming in. But that's it for today, so I'll speak with you all again very soon. Bye for now.